state of Illinois has recently changed its child care assistance program as of July 1st. Elizabeth Powers is a professor of economics at the University of Illinois, also works with the Institute of Government and Public Affairs. She's written an op-ed piece appearing in Crane's Chicago Business Magazine, talking about the impact that those changes could have here in the state of Illinois. Dr. Powers joins me in the studio. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
No, you're quite welcome. Let's first back up a little bit and talk about the Child Care Assistance Program here in the state of Illinois, or CCAP for short. If you could just briefly explain what the program is, how it works.
Sure. The CCAP program is the Child Care Assistance Program, and it's a subsidy program. So for families that earning at 185% or lower of the federal poverty line, they're eligible to receive subsidy assistance from the state. So basically what that means is that the state provides the bulk of the funds for their child care. And that can range from $20 to $45 a day, depending on the age of the child and the location around the state.
The eligibility had been 185% mm-hmm. of the poverty line, mm-hmm. and that changed pretty drastically on July 1st, didn't it?
Yes, it did. So the governor's office asked for rule changes to change the eligibility guidelines. And for example, it cut the amount of earnings you could have as a single parent from just under $30,000 to just $8,000 a year. So once you reach $8,000 in earnings, you would be done for the year with the program. You would receive no more child care assistance from the state. Some historical background might be useful for people. Mm-hmm. In 1996, we had a nationwide welfare reform, and the country decided to change direction with providing assistance to low-resource families. And the trade-off that was struck was to stop providing kind of unconditional cash assistance to families and instead to promote work. So the CCAP program, that is the origins of the CCAP program. It was part of a larger movement to replace simply providing cash assistance with providing work supports.
What alternatives are out there for people who get priced out of this program?
There aren't any formal alternatives. There's not another program to turn to that provides child care support, and that's because this is already a joint federal-state program. So there's not another like federal program sitting out there that would provide assistance for child care.
So in that case, I would guess the most likely alternative would be simply hoping that they can turn to family and friends to try and help out.
Yes. So that's catch as catch can, as anyone with kids knows. Mm-hmm. It depends completely on your individual circumstances and the ability of other people to help you out as well. They have to work too much of the time. Now, an interesting thing about the program is that it supported all kinds of modes of care. So it covered daycare, formal daycare, like in a facility sort of building. It supported a lot of family care, who are small entrepreneurs who run a daycare out of their living room, for example. And it supported relative care. So it provided that reimbursement for relative care at much lower rates, at half the rate, basically, of these of the family care option. But that would be a key thing, too, in getting your relatives to cooperate with taking care of your children so you can work, because many relatives presumably can't afford to just drop everything and care for someone else's children. And in that program, the state also provides some assistance to, some payment for those family members.
We've talked a lot about the impact on parents. What about the impact to child caregivers?
The impact to child caregivers is pretty alarming when you consider the demographics of child care. So currently, the rules grandfather families in the program, although their co-payments are going to go up quite a bit. But they will be able to stay on as they earn more, as I said, up to about $30,000 if you're a single parent. And 95% of the households in the program are single parent households. It really was meant to replace aged families with dependent children, and that's why you see that group. So what will happen under the new rules, about 10% of people who are eligible under the old rules qualify. So very quickly, since children grow up fast, very quickly we'll have children aging out of the program. And those children will largely, their subsidy slot, if you will not be replaced. And that will be very difficult then for providers in lower income areas, providers who are serving a lot of lower resource parents, to fill their slots. And when a business has a lot of, like that, has a lot of vacancies, they can't continue in business. So there's a lot of alarm among the providers about what this means for them, especially because, you know, here we are a week away from school. In some places, school is starting already. And that means that about 10% of the children in care are aging out.
Mm-hmm. What types of things have been kind of happening behind the scenes? I know the state legislature was at least discussing trying to restore some increased eligibility. Where do things stand right now?
Yeah, there's been a lot of activity on this week. So there has been some action. The Joint Committee on Administrative Rules received an appeal from provider advocates, basically, and agreed to review the rule change. And essentially the issue was, is this really an administrative rule change, or is this a fundamental direction and change in direction in policy? And the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules allowed the rules to stand along a party line vote, and they will not have to revisit that for another 4 months.
Okay.
So that avenue isn't going anywhere. And then, as you mentioned, the General Assembly in a bill, the main intention of the bill was to authorize federal payments. So Illinois has federal sources of funding for programs, but if you don't authorize spending, so we don't have a budget, if we don't authorize the spending of that money, it doesn't get released. So the General Assembly came up with a bill to authorize that spending in those areas and get those funds released to the state. And then the Democrats in the General Assembly attached to that, amended that bill, and added state funding for the child care program to restore the child care program for this year, along with some other kind of human care issues like disability services and elder services. So the Governor Rauner has said that he will veto that bill now. So things are looking a little stuck right now.
Kind of like the rest of the state, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's very unfortunate, I think, in these human care areas, because families are coming to the program, they have jobs, they're excited to have jobs, and they need child care, and they're getting rejected from the program now.
Dr. Elizabeth Powers, Associate Professor of Economics at the University of Illinois and the Institute of Government and Public Affairs. You can read her op-ed piece about this topic at chicagobusiness.com. Dr. Powers, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Brian.